For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Wyoming legislative session gets underway today, and Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck, who has covered lawmakers since 1985, joins us to talk about the session. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Bob, yesterday, Governor Mark Gordon took his oath of office, twice, in fact, and is now leading the state. Will his priorities be much different than Governor Mead's?
I think there's a lot of similarities there, Caroline, in areas such as support for local government, education, no taxes. But there are just so many areas for Governor Gordon to dig into. It's really too hard to say right now. He needs to get up to speed on a lot of things. I asked him about justice reform a month ago, and he says, yes, I support it, but I really don't know what's in the legislation. Healthcare, perhaps some social issues which could come up during the session. So it's really hard to accurately predict their differences. We're only basing what he said on the campaign, which sometimes you just throw out the door because it probably won't come to fruition in a lot of these cases. But I think the fact that he has been in state government already is going to help him get off to, frankly, a faster start than Governor Mead did, who was an outsider.
What do you see as some of the top issues?
Well, obviously, spending once again is going to be a focus, especially with this drop in oil prices. I suggest that the revenue picture and profile that'll come out here in a few days is going to be a lot different than the one we saw in October, which is going to cause some changes maybe to the budget, that kind of thing. Governor Gordon did express to me some concerns, in fact, whether or not he can support all of Governor Mead's budget ideas, especially maybe some of the new things. And I think the Appropriations Committee and legislature may share that concern. Now, as far as some other issues, there are a pack of justice reinvention bills, which should be interesting. Those bills have had some challenges in the Senate in the past, and so I am curious how they might end up. Prison overcrowding, Caroline, is a real issue, and they spend an awful lot of time getting consultants, trying to find some solutions. So that's one I'll be watching very closely. Healthcare fixes, of course, that's going to be a focus once again. I think the revenue bills will get discussed, but probably won't get a lot of traction, although I do think that lodging tax that they're thinking about will have a strong shot. I am curious if the tobacco tax will get past the House. And if that happens, there is a shot in the Senate. Lots of education bills will come up once again.
And there's also legislation regarding equal pay for equal work. What's going to happen with that?
Yeah, we'll see. The committee seemed to be a little lukewarm on it, but they like Representative Connolly, so they did pass it out. The bills aren't really doing a whole lot. They're trying to get more data, make state employers pay a penalty if they discriminate against other things. Representative Connolly is the main sponsor, trying to get the state on board and maybe set the stage for some of the private businesses in the state. As I said, could run into some obstacles. There are more women in the Senate these days. A couple got elected this past year, and so that might help things along if it gets that far.
What other debates are you interested in this session?
Well, I am interested in this discussion over registration for the primary election, and that's where you can change party affiliation at the ballot box. And that one, there's maybe going to be a couple more pieces of legislation coming our way on that. I know that's something that the Secretary of State Ed Buchanan actually does support some tweaks in that area. Whether or not they have the perfect bill just yet will remain to be seen. But I'm interested in that discussion because it should be quite partisan, as I would expect. And then reforming our elections. They're considering mail-in ballots this year and a lot of other reforms. So that should be interesting. There is one bill that I'm watching very closely, and it would change the zoning regulations in the state to allow private schools to be exempted from regulations. Right now, the only thing really exempted in the state right now is for energy extraction. So putting this in seems odd, and it's an issue being pushed by Foster Freeze over a music academy his family is a part of. You know, you look at things, sometimes things just don't always smell right to you. And so the concern is, do you just start exempting a bunch of things for our pals? And so it's one I'm going to be watching very closely.
Bob Beck is our news director here at Wyoming Public Radio. He'll be covering this legislative session. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.